Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Base in the Art Scroll Oyuz Vahadar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Aleph Amud Base, three lines from the bottom and the two dots. The Gemara says, Kurachim umukofim choyimu mimois Yeshua binun, korim bechemishasar. The cities, they have walls in the time of Yeshua binun, so there they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So the Gemara is bothered, why would you determine the cities based on the time of Yeshua binun? The Nes of Purim happened many years later. Says the Gemara, Rav Simon b'Shem Yeshua b'Levi, Cholku kavod le'eretz Yisrael shasachareva bois ayomim. Those days, the time of Purim, Eretz Yisrael was Chorev. So in order to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, talu oiso yimoyed Yeshua binun, they made the determining factor to be the days of Yeshua binun. Continues the Gemara that based on Udala, v'ikurhu akoyel b'chamishahosar. According to Rav Chaim's Pirush, this is b'nichusa, it's not a question. It's the end of a statement. Because we learn from Yeshua binun, and everybody will read on the 15th, meaning every city that has a wall will read on the 15th. According to both the Korban Eidah and the Pnei Moshe, this is a question of the Gemara. If you want to get covered to Eretz Yisrael, so everybody should read on the 15th, even the cities that don't have a wall. Says the Gemara, Avo Dorash, he brings a different drasha. Yeshiva, Yeshiva. It says in Sefer Yeshua, Kol Yeshvei Har. And it says in Megillas Esther, Al Ken HaYehudim HaYoshvim. My yeshiva shirimar lo'olon v'moiz Yeshua binun. The same yeshiva that says in the pasuk by Yeshua, refers to Yeshua binun. Av yeshiva shirimar kam v'moiz Yeshua binun. So we have a gzeir shava that you have to learn from Yeshua binun. It's not just to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. V'yikaru akor bar basar, according to Rav Chaim's Pirush. That's another statement. So now we said that you learn from Yeshua binun, and you mail everything that has a wall, reason the 15th. And if it does not have a wall, reason the 14th. And the pasuk that we just brought over here is not arguing on the drasha before. The drasha before of the covered layer to soil refers to the 15th. And the pasuk of yeshiva refers to the 14th. So I have a drasha for the 15th because we wouldn't give covered layer to soil. And you have a drasha yeshiva on the 14th. And that's what you read on the 14th. Rabbi Yudo bar Pazi dorash prazi prazot. Nimar kan prazois by Megillas Esther. V'neman la'olon lavad me'orei ha'prozi arbe me'oid. That's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim referring to the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Ma prozi shenemar lo'olam mimoyz Yeshua binun. A prozi shenemar kan mimoyz Yeshua binun. So you're learning from the time of Yeshua binun from that drasha. Tanya b'shu ben kocho imer mimoyz ha-chashverish. No, you go based now on the days of Yeshua binun. You go based on the days of ha-chashverish. Meaning whatever had a wall in the time of ha-chashverish reads on the 15th. Omla b'yisi b'yabiyudu v'chimayin yan shushan abiru lover l'chan. Meaning, why does Shushan Abiro cause all the cities that have a wall to read in the 15th? Imi Shushan Abiro atalomid, ma'atab Shushan Abiro yikru v'shul shakram of the koimis yikru. So Reb Chaim explains in the second pshat is, the question is, Shushan Abiro is the place where they did have the naicha, the menucha, after the war was the 15th. So Shushan Abiro is the one single city in the world that should have the Megillas Esther on the 15th. Why other cities in the world that have a wall read on the 15th? They didn't have the Milchama one day later like Shushan Abiro had. According to Rabbi Chaim's Girsa, now the Gemara comes with another answer. Elair mikol makom. What does that mean? Comes Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah who argues in Rosh Hashanah Kocho and says, the reason why you read the Megillah in Ir Shem Kovas Choymo on the Tezvav is not because we learn from Shushan Abiro. It's because the Gzeres HaKosov, the pasuk in the Megillas Esther says, Yoyim Eil and Iskar Menasim, Medino, Medino, Ir Ve'ir. So you're differentiating, there's Medina, there's Ir, and you're basically saying any city that has a Chaimo, from there you learn, needs to read the Megillah on Tezvav. That is the source that you read the Megillah on Tezvav. And you may have, that's where the Gemara comes and concludes. Hatlos Otanyon, I have you three Tanoim. Tani Kadmaya, the first Tanoim, Sover Mei Marmi Moish Shua Binun. You learn from the days of Shua Binun. He says you learn from Achashverosh. We had a question on him, why other cities learn from Shushan. But that was his shito. Meaning now we're talking about Rabbi Yisi B'Rabbi Yudo. You learn from the pasuk, Yir Mikol Mokom, that's the source. You still learn from here what? The last two Tanoim, they both agree that you base yourself on the cities that were in the time of Achashverosh. One learning from a svar. Shushan Abiro was this way, so everything has to be compared to Shushan Abiro. The other one learned from a pasuk, but they're both learning from the times of Achashverosh, not in the times of Yeshua Binun. Kadina is the one that says V'tani ken. It says in the Brice as follows. Abraham tells us this is not a hemshech of before. It's a new thing. Hasamuch likrach ba'anira imoy, a city which is next to the krach and is seen with it. Meaning either or. Either it's close to it or you could see it from one city, you could see the other city. Hareyu kayotziboy has the same din that you read the Megillah on Tezvav. Rabbi Vayu bar Nagi b'shev Chia bar Bo kegoin hadom chamto. Like the city of Chamto, which is very close to Tveria. Continues the one that base it with base. Lo yomai ela kegoin. Chamto is an example. Chamto atzmo mukivas choyim u'tishua binun. Chamto itself is a city that in itself is supposed to be on Tezvav, not because it's close to Tveria, but because itself was covered, it has a wall from the time of Yeshua's binun. Min ado, you see from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'arei miftzor hatzidim tzar v'chamas v'rakas v'kineris." So, referring here to the list of cities, they're called Arei Miftzor. They have a wall. And what is it? The Gemara explains, "Hatzidim is kvar chitayo." That's the name of the place. Tzar the smicholo is what's close to it. Chemes is chamto. That's one of the lists of the cities. And rekes is Tveria, and kineris is ginoisar. So you see over here that chemes is chamto. It's a city that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Says the Gemara, "Esi Rabbi Levi v'achtiv ha'arovo ad yam kinarot." It says kinarot loshen rabim. Me'ato shnei ginosaurus. So you want to tell me there's still two ginosaurus? Because you just said the kinaris and ginosaur is the same thing, and it says kinaris loshen rabim. So you want to tell me there's two ginosaurus? Olo yuelo shnei avnatoinius kigun b'siyerech v'tzidboiri shemigodlim kinarim. So answer the Gemara. No, it's one. It's really considered to be one town. It's like a town and its suburbs, and they're one next to each other. And when the Gemara says Shemigalus Kinarim, it's a reason. Why is it called Kinaris? Because they grow reeds, which they use it to make violence. So the Gemara, V'char v'krach v'nasa shagoyim, and now the city got destroyed and became of goyim, and you don't read Megillah over there anymore. So says the Gemara, Isachami, come see, boy in a koyim or b'chutzal a koyim. If you don't read Megillah inside it, so you're not going to read also the cities around it. Meaning, we said that any city close to the cities that have a chaymo, we in Tezvav. But that's only when people are living in Tezvav. But it was destroyed by the Goyim. Now the cities around it don't read in Tezvav. Says the one, Chizkiah currently b'Tveria b'arbaso u'b'chamishosur. Chizkiah read the Megillah on Tveria on the 14th and the 15th. To choshash li detanya b'shirim b'ruchai. Yeah, the chashash, based on b'shirim b'ruchai said, says v'yishkim kori b'is moish of ir chaymo, prat l'Tveria shayam chaymo lo. It says that there's a concept of boter rechoimo regarding someone who sells it, and didn't they have to do with that? So Shaila of Tveria has a choimo. He says no, because Tveria, one of its sides is a sea. The Kinneret is one side of it. So therefore, maybe it's not boter rechoimo. Maybe regarding Purim, he was machmir to read in the 14 and the 15, because maybe there's not considered to be a choimo. Rabbi Yochanan kori lo b'knishta de Kifro. Rabbi Yochanan read the Megillah in the shul of Kifro. This is the early Tveria, the one that had the wall since Yeshua ben Nun. Regarding Bote Ari Choymo, they did not consider it to be Tveria with a Choymo. Why? Regarding Kriyasa Megillah, the more Mekil, meaning to treat something with a Choymo, it's easier than Bote Ari Choymo. How do we know that? The Taniyat, the one we learned there, regarding Bote Ari Choymo, Ko Shul Lifnim Min HaChoymo, HaReyu Ki Bote Ari Choymo. Whatever is inside the Choymo is part of the city. Chutz Min HaSodois, the fields are not. Rameir HaYimer, Af HaSodois. Even the fields are part of the city. So the only thing Rameir added is the Sodois, not the cities around it. But here, regarding Kriyas HaMegillah, we say that all the cities that are surrounding the main city of the Krach, they read the Megillah with it. So you see, there were more make Lagabe Megillah than Lagabe Botar Echoyma. Because Botar Echoyma includes maybe the Sodois, but not any cities that surround it. Continues the Gemara, now that we mention the names of the city, we say something, we bring here something that we saw in Maseches Tainis. From these two cities, between these two cities, Shishim Riboy Ayoros. There were 600,000 cities. The smallest one was called Bechemish. Machtiv Bo, what did it say regarding Bechemish? When they saw, when they mistreated the Oren Hashem, 50,000 people. That's all one side of Bechemish. So Bechemish had much more than 50,000 people, and that's the smallest city. It says the one Kedoin, now if eat on Maftsalo Kanyo, if you can go and put reeds in that area between Gvois and Antipras, Loy Nazbo, it will not have enough room to hold 50,000 reeds. So what's shot? Says the Gemara, Omar Avchanino, Kovtzaloy Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael stretched out. When Am Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael stretched out, and you could have much more people in cities than you could have today. Today, it's shrunk, and you don't have that much room. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Beis.